Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Tanae, Tawana, Matt, and Zach.
Hello.
And today, we are playing Dominion full time. And we're talking the Bad Batch episodes 9 and 10.
We'll see.
I didn't sign on to Dominion the whole time.
We'll see.
Well, why don't we play Overwatch? No. This is dumb.
I don't want to.
This is my secondary plan, is to get you guys to play Overwatch again.
Well, maybe when we're done with the podcast, we could play on. Okay?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You
want to exclude Jay?
Jay's fine.
Yeah, exclude Jay.
I am fine. Thank you.
He's all alone in some unknown city.
All of us have at one point had to sit here and do the and not game, and we all survived.
We will survive. You're not wrong.
Survive. Hey.
And what are we talking about? Bad Batch 9 and 10?
Yeah, Bad Batch 9.
The Bad Batch, the Clores, and the Bad Batch, the really sad one.
Yeah. Mm. But with the Bad Batch not appearing. So not appearing in this film.
Yeah.
So
I call these the cameo episodes because we got Dave Filoni's favorite character showing up.
What, Ahsoka was in it?
No. Hang on. We got Asajj Ventress, and then we got Cad Bane.
His
favorite is Ahsoka.
And Cad Bane's in the next episode.
I'm together.
According to my research.
Yeah.
Wow, I think I'm tired. I've been playing TR wrong this whole time.
I noticed that, but I didn't want to say anything.
Matt!
Wow.
What the hell?
I need an edge. I'm behind.
Anyway, so I didn't take notes this time. So episode 9 is the one with Asajj Ventress.
Badger finds
a cave. In the beginning, Badger finds a cave.
Badger?
Isn't that the name of the dog?
Badger.
What? It's Badger. What are you talking about?
No, what are you talking about?
Badger.
Matt, this is why you have to watch these things with subtitles.
No, I don't.
I'm paying attention.
You can't make me.
Matt can never go to New Zealand, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever it is, the dog finds a cave, and Asajj Ventress is just sitting in the cave waiting to be found, I guess.
Uh-huh.
She probably just got there.
Yeah, probably.
Probably got there a little bit, but also probably used the Force to wait it out.
How did she use the Force to wait? How did she get it into
a cave? Well, to know when people were coming, and probably to reach out to Badger, to pull.
Badger, yeah, I agree.
Not Badger.
Badger. So she explains that Fennec Center, and she explains about M count, and she says the word midichlorians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Shocking. Yeah.
So shocking.
Says the M word.
Yeah. She explains what the deal with it is. And then we get to the weird, and then this episode was very strange, and I may have missed it.
Uh-huh.
So why don't you guys mansplain it to me? She said, Omega says, can you test me? My M count, if I'm force sensitive. And she says, sure, but you might not like the answer. And Omega says, I really want to know. She says, okay, let me test you. And they do all these weird tests rather than just giving her a blood sample. And I was so confused.
You think Asajj has a blood tester?
Like, yes.
A legit blood tester?
Well, Jay, to be fair,
the Jedi Knights had one on Counselor. Are on Queen Amidala's ship.
And so did Cad Bane. He has one in the next episode.
Well, that's because he was called in to investigate one.
Yeah.
But also, Asajj was never a Jedi. But she's literally there to tell Omega that she might be Force sensitive.
She got told that there might be someone with a high. Someone asking about M count. She put it together. And instead of just going based off of M count, because even if you have a minor M count, like, even Obi-Wan had a low M count. It's easy. It's like she says later in the episode, it's Just because you have a high intel doesn't mean that you're a good Jedi.
Good job, Jay. Shit. That new hot avatar is paying off.
Man, I'm going to have to switch to that and talk more about Asajj and M counts.
Yeah, that's the trick. But anyway, I didn't really have an issue with that. With her doing the tests, I thought it was kind of fun.
It wouldn't be so bad. It was the plot of the episode. It wouldn't be so bad if literally in the next episode there he doesn't just, they don't have two people that both have little M count tester devices that they use. So that's all.
Yeah, I agree to that. I'll agree to that. But again, Asajj was never a Jedi. Asajj was strictly an assassin, basically, who turned. So would never have had their hands on those types of resources. The only reason why Cad has one is because the Empire has one, and the Empire took them away from all the Jedi, so they couldn't test future Jedi anyways. So no one else would have it at that point.
Okay. All right, so they learn she's Asajj Ventress, and they have the fight, the fist fight, and then they get the guns, and they're shooting at each other.
They have the fight with her right away?
No, you're right. They have the test, the first test, where she's balancing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one didn't do much for me. But yeah, so what did you guys think of the fight? I was surprised that the Bad Batch didn't attack as, like, a unit, so to speak.
They're supposed to be a unit.
Right.
Well, do they have a lot of experience fighting Jedi? I wouldn't think so.
They have some. Not a crap ton, but they do have some. But it's also... consider the environment, right? It's low ceiling. It's very constrained. It's not like one of them can run away and start sniping from a vantage point while the other two go to town, right? It's such confined. Yeah. Well, eventually. But, like, again, then she had already disarmed them at one point. So, like, the only real way to get at her is to... And they didn't really know her, so they didn't necessarily know, like, her skill set. So they've always been able to overcome anyone if they wanted to, anyway. So.
It felt like a Worfing moment. Like, they got Worfed.
Yeah. I would say that's a decent...
But they should have lost. I mean, if they had beaten Asajj Ventress, who can go, you know, hand-to-hand with Obi-Wan and other Jedi Knights, it would have been ridiculous.
That would have been bad, too. Yeah, agree.
That would have been 100%. Like a little main character syndrome or whatever.
Yeah. So, no, it was good. I'd like that it established threat. What do you think, Alana?
About what?
About the fight with the Bad Batch versus Asajj Ventress.
It was dumb. They should have known that they couldn't handle her.
They should have just given up.
Yeah. Or they should have been tried to figure out, like, you know, what her deal is. Also, what is her deal? Is she a Sith?
No.
She was.
Was she?
No. No, she wasn't. She was basically, she was trained, but she was basically an assassin. She was never fully Sith. She never fully adhered to any of those beliefs. She was strictly taught how to use her power and then used to be an assassin. And once she figured out all the shady shit the Empire did, she was like, I'm out.
I want to go.
And she turned to good.
Yeah, they even say, Asajj Ventress, the separatist assassin? What's she doing here?
Yeah, she was trained in the arts, but she was never, much like Darth Maul, like, trained in the arts, but not, like, fully incorporated into it. And she was just
explaining ways of doing Jedi arts for my master, Count Dooku. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So then Omega comes back, and Omega immediately goes to bat for Asajj. She says the immortal phrase, give her a chance!
Omega really always sees the best in people, doesn't she?
She was nice to me for 5 minutes, so she must be a good person.
Definitely not a good person. She's just only on their side.
Yeah.
She turned good. She did good. She didn't beat the shit out of her.
At the first opportunity.
Did nice test. Like, wasn't like an asshole with the test. And, like, not with the test, but just getting her out of the way so she could talk to the Bad Batch and be like, yo, you're in trouble. You need to knock this shit off.
Yeah. Yeah. So then they go on into the
ocean. I found the first test. That was it.
Yeah. All right. So then the third test, they go out into the ocean and she's supposed to kind of commune with the lake life. I have to say, Asajj Ventress is not the best. She's no Yoda.
Yeah. She's not
very good at explaining what Omega's supposed to do. It's like, just go out there and feel, concentrate. Mostly don't ask me questions.
Reach out to things with your mind.
Yeah. I have to admit, I laughed when Omega keeps asking her questions. It's just like, enough! No more questions! Stop asking me questions! Focus on what you're supposed to be doing. Every parent knows how that feels.
Yeah, especially a parent, especially, she was taught in the dark with art, so it's not like she necessarily knows how to train. She's never trained anyone before, so she just knows that they made her do weird stuff, so let's do weird stuff.
Yeah, it's consistent with the character. I agree. I also wrote down that the part, on the other hand, I also liked when they're out in the ocean, and Omega engages in some Luke-style whining. Alana, please pay attention. I don't know what you're doing. She engages in some Luke-style whining, where she's like, this is a waste of time. I'm never going to get it.
Hard. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe Luke is her clone father.
I hadn't thought of her as like Luke, but that's a good point.
that one particular moment was very, very much like it. All right, so then they get attacked by this giant whale turtle squid thing. And this was a very cool monster, don't you guys think?
Yeah, another Star Wars monster, but it did look cool. I like when the Bad Batch came in and started blasting it.
Blast them, will ya? And then Asajj uses Force friendship to make them friends, I guess.
You guys feel like Asajj kind of came off as like a DM insert character?
Yeah.
She just like can do everything. And also,
I'm
a Force user.
Yeah. I also kind of feel like calming animals down. Isn't that more like a light side of the Force ability?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It's confusing. What's her deal?
So she turned away from the dark side.
Dark side.
So she's like more neutral / good than anything. But it's not necessarily just the light side Force ability. It's a general Force ability. I mean, it's just not something that's often used by the dark side because they usually rather overpower things. At some points, I believe even in Darth Vader, when he's Darth Vader, uses animal like connection powers. So it's not something like the dark side can do. It's just something that they're not trained to do because that's tapping into empathy. And that's not something they really do.
Got it. All right. And then at the end of the episode, we're just blasting right through this. At the end, she tells Omega that she has a low M count, which kind of reminded it felt like she was telling her she has low T.
Low IQ. Like
a female, but it's still, it's like, sorry, you have low T.
You got a bad result on your SAT.
Yeah. But it turns out that was a lie. Bum bum bum.
Of course it was. Did anyone actually believe it? I don't think so.
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I believed it. She failed all the tests.
Yeah.
But they weren't real tests, anyways.
She passed the second test.
Which wasn't really a real test, anyways.
She had Badger help her.
Yeah, they weren't real tests to begin with. Like, they were like half-assed tests.
The second one especially got her to go away so she could fight the Bad Batch. Again, like a parent. Like, go over here and watch this wall.
That's right.
Yeah, and the third one was just really easy to see how in tune with the Force they are, so that because once you really tune into the Force, then you're susceptible to being detected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Right, as we see in the next episode.
Right. So,
I did like the part where Asajj is like, I've never seen known a clone to have a high M count before. Hmm. Do you guys think there's a reason why they don't say Metachlorian? Because they walk right up to the edge. Why not?
He says Metachlorian once. It's just too long to say.
And also, it's triggering for.
They don't want to trigger.
A lot of.
All those old people hitters. Like you guys.
Prequel hitter.
Off the chalk.
Yeah. I kind of want to brush that to the side.
Yeah. All right. And then she's like, keep it secret, keep it safe.
That's right. Well, yeah, she's like, don't stay here. You're not as safe as you think you are, which I liked. I liked how this episode had a big threat. It had a lot of threat.
Overhang. I don't really like the idea of this being like a perfect island with beautiful beaches and sun, and they're totally safe and everything's just wonderful.
Well, they're not totally safe.
That's the whole point of the end of the episode.
Yeah, I agree.
The Empire's been willing to turn their eye away from them because they haven't done anything, but now that there's a potential Force user on there that potentially might be detected and is now being hunted. Probably gonna be focused. I mean, they left Alderaan forever until it was convenient, and then they went after Alderaan.
That's true. Alright.
Doesn't she say the Empire is more dangerous than you realize? I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think they know, but whatever.
Well, no, I think it's a clearly good statement for them because, yeah, no, they think that all these little hit and run missions are doing a damage, and meanwhile, it's not doing jack shit, as we know.
All right, so should we move on to episode 10? How many episodes are in this season, by the way?
Like a lot.
Oh, great.
14?
Actually, we're almost done. I think there's an odd number, so the last episode we'll do 3 or 1.
Double-sized episode. Yeah. Okay. I can't say it's particularly holding my interest.
I just want to know if Omega is a clone of Obi-Wan. I'm so tempted.
Why would she be?
Because she's blonde.
Now she is.
What do you mean now she is?
I kind of want to see how they wrap up all the threads. Like, what happens to the Bad Batch? What happens to Omega? Is this related to the Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Well, is Tech really dead?
No, he's not. He's an operative. It's more obvious with each passing day.
Are the Death Star plans in Omega's DNA?
That's right. It's becoming like the X-Files. All right, so.
Yes, episode 10.
Episode 10. So we start off with a mom and the cutest, most adorable.
Oh my god, alien toddler.
Little alien baby in the village. And doesn't take much to realize that he's got force powers. He moved the vase, even though he was too small. And this alien with a vagina for a face. Like suspects, as in is suspicious, is going to turn him in. Right?
I like the random people, and I like how they had a little bit of like the Soviet Russia, East Germany, where they're like, "Careful, that kid's going to bring you trouble," and then one of them immediately goes into
the back. On them. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of neat.
Yep, and right, so he. And then we can go over and Dr. Carr is she wants what she wants and she goes and gets that promotion. She says, you know what? Things are not working out around the projects behind because we don't have any leadership. Namaste is in prison or whatever her name is.
You know. Namaste.
Yeah, Namaste. That's her name, right? No, I know it's not that. Namaste.
Name though. Right?
Namaste.
We should have been calling her that this whole time.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
Right. So she's out, so Dr. Hemlock says, you know what? Yeah. We'll put you in charge, kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's ambitious. Careful you don't choke on your ambitions.
Emery.
Dr. Carr.
Emery.
Emery. Right. And so Cad Bane comes and he takes the kid, and the kid's so cute, so adorable. The poor mom. So yeah, sad.
This is scary.
Yeah.
Why do you think they use the bounty on her?
Why not?
Yeah, why
there's
not?
A bounty on four sensitive kiddos.
They just have the stormtroopers go pick them up. I don't know.
I guess that's true.
Stormtroopers have other things to do.
Hell yeah. Dominate.
How's your download coming?
Dominionation. It's at 62%.
Cool. 62. All right, let's do one more and then switch to something.
Okay.
I guess. Right. So, okay, so then we meet all of the kids, all of the test subjects that are very valuable. We meet Esper or Eva or something. I forget the kid with the red.
Yeah.
The red kid and the green kid.
Oh, Eva and Jackson.
Yeah.
With two X's.
Okay, sure. And she tries to talk to them and they want to talk to her with Splatoon game, but not sure if it's the best idea.
Yeah, they're like, don't get attached to the subjects. Subjects who could use the force.
That's right.
That makes sense. It all hangs together mostly.
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 Mostly. And then the green kid makes an escape attempt. Talks down Dr. Carr, takes her pad, tries to make an escape, and fails. Not sure what to say about that.
Yeah, what about the clone commander using excessive force?
It's like you sound very far away.
Oh, where'd you go? Are you peeing?
On the kid.
How about that? Is that better?
Much better.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the clone commander has used excessive force. She's like, commander, that wasn't necessary. I like the mean, Bradley Baker voice.
Was that the smuggler voice, or is that Jay?
That was smuggler.
That is just like Jay.
Ah.
To be honest, it is a voice that I would do. I probably have done in the past.
So then she goes and has a conversation with Nala Say.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They're getting there.
Yep. And I forget what they're talking about. I don't think it was anything too important. The project.
Yeah, she's like, don't get attached to the kids. Firstly, now you know the truth. The Empire is the evil.
Terrible truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so then they bring the new kid in, and again, Dr. Carr is like, oh my god. Bringing these tiny babies. We're being so mean to them. What
much younger than I expected.
What have I signed on? What have I signed on for?
Yeah.
And then Governor Tarkin calls. He talks to Dr. Hemlock. And it's funny, Dr. Hemlock, he said, like, what's the deal with Project Necromancer? And Hemlock says, none of your beeswax. And I thought Tarkin was going to get mad at him. Be like, I'm Governor Tarkin. I know everything. You tell me right now. But he just kind of takes no for an answer.
Well, Caesar says that's classified. And I guess he knows not to step on toes about that. Right?
He's like, well, I guess. But he's like, classified. Everything I know is classified. I should know everything.
Nope. Bill, John Polar.
Yeah, it was a little off. But then at the same time, thinking about it, it's considering the time period of this, it's underneath them to have to worry about it. He's already had to deal with this before. I don't know. It still felt weird, but I don't know.
It seemed to be a fairly pointless conversation, but
Is it just so we can get yet another cameo?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it'll pay off later, but I guess we'll see. So then he calls the op. So then Dr. Hemlock immediately calls the operative and tells him to hurry up. You know, He does that thing the bosses on TV love to do where they're like, they say, hurry up, you're failing.
Yeah.
You're not doing, you're not doing
reiterate what we're already doing.
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
I do like the operative, though. I like that character.
It's cool. Yes, because he's tech.
That's the prevailing theory.
That's right. That's right.
Tech was never so physical, though.
Well, he's changed. He's changed. His death changes a man, as they say.
You guys get sick of seeing the same two bounty hunters over and over?
Yes. I know it's a recurring joke, but I honestly thought it was going to be Dengar this time. I honestly did. But it, like, there's no way it's going to be Cad Bane again, right? Oh my god.
The, we gotta play something else. I'm too bad at this game right now.
Why now specifically?
Oh, burn.
What? I'm curious.
I don't know. I'm just
did you have a bad day?
No, I had a great day.
Take a one down, sing a sad song.
Maybe lucky in life, I'm lucky at Dominion.
Turn it around.
Even though this episode was kind of slow, I did like how atmospheric it was.
Yep.
It was so sad.
Burn meets the new kid. I wrote down, it's like the evil version of the Mandalorian. It's like the same thing as the Mandalorian, except Cad Bane just turns him in immediately.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Do you think Grogu is involved for Project Necromancer?
Oh my god.
That would be a theory, right?
It would make sense, right? If it was the same bounty, just they always are, you know, they have a standing warrant out for more sensitive kids.
Right.
Where has Werner Herzog fit into all this?
He's still following the Empire's directives. Empire doesn't exist, but we're still looking for those four sensitive kids.
Yeah, like the soldiers left on the islands in World War II.
Yeah, I'm just like, whatever. We're gonna keep complying. That's my theory.
But yeah, so we finally get a little bit of humanity from Dr. Carr, where she leaves the toy. Is it just the one toy?
Yeah.
Yes. That's Omega's.
Yeah.
Omega's toy.
Yeah, she leaves it for SB or whatever her name is.
Ava.
Yeah.
Eva.
Eva.
Yeah. And then the episode ends with not the usual music, but like gloomy music.
Yep. Jay, pick a gold or something.
Oh, right.
Yep. So, yeah. There was no Bad Batch in it. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the episodes you like most?
Well, we do some change of pace episodes like that every now and then.
We did just get like a really heavy Bad Batch blah 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 episode, so.
Bad Batch and Omega.
She is part of the Bad Batch.
That's right. Alright.
Yeah, like, you guys have platinums and I haven't gotten over six this whole game.
I haven't.
Too bad. Too bad. Oh, yeah. All right, are we moving on to questions of the day?
Yes, time for questions of the day.
Ba-da-da-da.
You guys like want to stop doing TV shows and just do questions of the day?
Then it would be really short.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yes.
You better have some really good questions then, buddy. Like board problems.
No promises.
I watched Agatha.
You watched Agatha?
Yeah. But it's actually pretty good. It actually entertained me. And it, not in like the WandaVision-esque way.
In a different way?
Yeah, like it was just a decent show that made me laugh.
Good.
I wanted to back, I'll do that.
Why don't we just quit this game? Oh no, it's working now. All right, question number one. What is your favorite outdoor fall activity? And I don't care if we've already done it before.
Favorite outdoor fall activity is walking around and looking at the leaves.
Leaf peeping?
Wait, is that a real word?
That's dirty.
It's absolutely. Of course it's a real word.
Good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say, yeah, that's a good one. That's definitely a good one. It's my favorite fall activity. Probably the corn maze, as long as it's not too hot.
A good corn maze.
There's nothing better than a good corn maze. Or a hayride. The hayrides are good, too. They're a little jostly, but... Mm. Yeah.
Jay, how and why did you get 2 platinum? From a mint?
Yeah.
But why? How 2? Do you have 2 mints?
I did.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I just met
your favorite fall activity. I said corn maze. Zach said leaf peeping.
Yep.
How about sitting on the couch under a blanket?
It's your favorite every year, every season activity.
But it's not always cold enough to be under a blanket.
That is nice to have it be guilt free.
I do appreciate that.
So, and feeling the cool breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about tea under a blanket in the morning?
Alan says, "What's a morning?"
Yeah. What?
Oh Lord, what a morning.
Okay. And Jay?
Fire pits.
They were not like going to a brewery.
Again, that's
I go to breweries all the time. I love fire pits.
Ooh, fire pit. That's a good one. Good pick.
Yeah.
All right, question number 2.
Yeah, hang on, I'm taking my turn. I'm getting crap.
Oh no.
Everything's terrible. All right. Well, I kind of wanted to save this one to do with Rob. Which would you rather, guys, rather do a hot seat one or a good one? But I wanted to save it for Rob. We can do a hot seat one, I guess.
Well, hot seat one.
If you want to save one for Rob, then save it for Rob.
All right. Question number 2. Fill in the blank. My best friends describe me as blank.
Uh-oh.
Say that again.
Fill in the blank. My best friends describe me as blank. So what would ZJ describe all of us as?
Little.
Small. Yeah, small.
Short.
I was going to say reliable.
Well, I don't know about my best friends, but maybe how would I think of the Heroclix movies describe me? Obsessed with DC?
Or DC loyal fan? And fun. I agree.
Loyal and fun, okay.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said DC fan.
The city?
No, definitely not. The comics universe.
That is accurate.
Oh.
I feel like I need to get a promise just so I'm not like have a terrible, terrible score. Alana? Looks like I'm not going to win.
Oh my god, we're out of gold. The pirates stole too much. They would describe me as. Whatever, I don't know. One word? What'd you say? A DC fan?
Yeah, what's Zach say? It doesn't have to be one word. No one said one word.
Yeah. I said reliable.
Boring.
I probably said autograph too. Autograph fan.
Buy an estate. Someone buy The Last Colony.
The Lost Colony. Did you see one already?
My Fortnite's done.
Yeah.
Holy crap. You win in 2 ways.
Wow.
Hold on.
I don't know what man would say. Invincible?
I'm just going to say fun.
Fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Fun.
I'm fun.
Fun. Okay. All right. And question number 3, what is your go-to snack? What is your go-to snack? And I will say my go-to snack first, because I have an answer, and that is raisins.
Nature's candy.
Gross.
That's right. Delicious. And nutritious.
Raisins are like, what if you could have candy, but worse?
We're all booting up Fortnite, right?
Yes.
Okay, just ask.
What if you could have candy, but not as bad for you?
So for me, it's crackers and peanut butter.
Like, oh, interesting. So juvenile.
Well, assuming it's not just a box of whatever I have hanging around my house, of course.
Of course. But that's, you need a go-to.
Well, that is the go-to, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably like popcorn.
Popcorn. It went any particular kind?
No.
I think mine are dumplings.
Isn't dumplings more like a meal?
No.
Not when Jay eats them.
All right.
You could have six and be completely content, but not full. Pop two, pop three, you're all good.
Jay, are you playing Fortnite?
I am. I see you.
I see you. All right. Did everybody answer?
I believe so.
All right. Then we're going to play some Fortnite, and you guys can...
See us later. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.